With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Wildfire smoke is filling the sky across much of Montana, and as air quality reaches unhealthy levels, it's driving some people indoors. Some health officials worry COVID-19 cases could increase as unvaccinated people seek out public spaces like movie theaters and libraries to get a break from the hot, smoky weather. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
Missoula just opened a brand new public library, and people, including Grant Noblet, Charlie Booker, and Dave Duran, are flocking to it.
One of the things is getting out of the smoky air.
We're definitely trying to stay out of the smoke.
It's smoky and it's hot, and so yeah, come to the library for a little bit.
Missoula and other cities across Montana over the past week at times ranked in the top 10 locations across the country with the worst air quality, according to Air Now. Despite Missoula County sporting the highest vaccination rate in the state at 60%, the COVID-19 pandemic is still on Whitney Kaur's mind as she takes her family to indoor spaces like the library to get out of the smoke.
My daughter and I are still masked because she's not vaccinated.
Kors says that means her family will continue to distance from others until her daughter becomes eligible for her shot. This month, Missoula is seeing low case numbers and relatively small changes in how COVID is spreading. But that's not the case in the Flathead Valley, where 38% of residents are fully vaccinated.
We've seen a pretty significant uptick in cases.
Health Officer Joe Russell says over the past couple of weeks, daily case numbers have spiked about 50%. Flathead has the most active COVID cases in the state, with about 180 cases. Russell and his team are investigating how much heat and smoke are playing a role, but he says most new cases are coming from unvaccinated people attending events.
These are activities that are happening specific to events or settings, and they are indoors.
With a statewide vaccination rate of 48%, state health officials say heat and smoke pushing people indoors is also on their radar, and they are keeping an eye on statewide case numbers, which remain relatively low. The science is clear that unmasked people gathering indoors drives infection rates up, but it's very early to say exactly what wildfire smoke means in terms of COVID risk. Daniel Kaiser with the Desert Research Institute analyzed COVID test results in Reno, Nevada last summer when a lot of smoke drifted into the area.
And what we found was that there was about a 18% increase in the rate of positive test during the period that was most affected by wildfire smoke.
That's only an association between smoke and a spike in positive COVID tests. Kaiser's research and other similar studies don't provide a causal link, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the very tiny particles in wildfire smoke can lodge in the lungs, making people more susceptible to respiratory infections like COVID-19, especially as particles build up over time. Back in Missoula County, air specialist Sarah Cofield says that's why it's all the more important to get vaccinated if you plan to seek out public spaces to escape excessive heat and smoke or create a clean airspace at home.
So we know that wildfire smoke messes with your immune system. We know that it increases your susceptibility to infectious disease, and we know it leads to worse health outcomes if you have a disease.
With about 2.5 million acres already burned across the country, Cofield is expecting a long, smoky wildfire season, with nothing in the forecast to suggest it's ending anytime soon. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.